Was there, what impacted you to become a member of the council and start doing this?
That's a good question. So I was a hoodlum. I was from a gang. I was from 54th and Burke Street. What happened was a lady by the name of Sister Falaka Fatah from the House of Yemoja scooped us up and said, why are you fighting for a corner you will never own? It's the city of Philadelphia's corner. Why are you not trying to make your neighborhood better than you found it? And it just kind of made all the sense in the world. So you look outside and you see, I don't like this, I don't like that. Why are we doing it like this? And rather than be a spectator, I wanted to be a participator. And, you know, back in the 70s, you know, everybody wanted to be a revolutionary. I grew up wanting now to be a solutionary. Don't want to look at the problem and say, oh me, oh my. I want to jump in, lean in, and do something about it. So that drove me to run for office.
I'll go right here to you.
Oh, okay.
No problem. Sorry.
So, like, do you feel like from when you started to now, do you feel like you accomplished what you wanted to?
That's a doggone good question. Good setup. See those two up there? Those are bills and resolutions that I passed. Those are significant things like creating the Black Male Engagement Organization, because you and me, we die more quickly than them on every level. Organ failure, this, we go to prison more, all of those things. And so that organization that we created asked the question, why? Like, and how do we solve that? I created the Citizens Police Oversight Commission, because everybody was talking about driving while black and some of the discrimination since George Floyd. We created a entity that could oversee police activities. So to answer your question, do I feel like I've done something? Yes. Do I feel like I've done enough? No, because people are dying. That building over there is CJC out the window. My name is on the contract that helped build it. So when you come into this world thinking you helpless, you're not. You just have to figure out where God's going to put you to do battle and to fight for what you believe in your heart is right. So yeah, answer the question. Hell yeah.
Okay, so like y'all was talking about budgeting, and then before we talked to you, we talked to another guy, and he said for recreations to make us feel safe and stuff. But there are some recreations that are messed up, and people don't want to go there because they don't feel safe. And since y'all on a budget, are y'all like going to do anything about the recreation center?
Yes. So at Shepherd, a bunch of young people were out there practicing football. Over 100 shells expended out of guns. People, one group was driving, shooting at another group right by the rec center. If schools and rec centers aren't safe places for you, we fail. You have to be able, when a parent drops off a kid at a school or at a rec center, they got to believe they did their job to keep you safe. We put down, there was a kid named Bernard Scott at Tustin. He got shot right in that playground area. And he was not a fighter. He was watching a fight. He was watching two other people fight. They drew guns and shot and couldn't shoot straight and killed him. What was even more disturbing about that was that when we searched Tuscan's playground, we found four more illegal guns, which meant that people were stashing their weapons going into Overbrook because they couldn't get through the metal detectors. So what we did was immediately put up cameras. So if you look at those pan-tilt zoom cameras, we put them there. But more than that, what we found out was that the schools, and was crazy, Overbrook had a lot of beef with Bieber back then. It's now SLA. But back then, the youngins was more treacherous than the old heads. They was coming over there starting stuff. So what we did was we created a safe corridor program. So if you look up at those cameras, we make sure that people are watching. If you go to Lansdowne Avenue, or you go to Hilltop, or you go to Winfield over there, we want to be able to create a camera system that watches you all the way home. Why? Because you might be out there getting ready to go to a basketball game. Or you might be, like, the most dangerous place in that area is actually 52nd and Lancaster, where the pizza place is. Because all of the buses, all of the schools converge right there. And that's usually where it goes down. So we got to make those spaces safe for you so that you can be the best version of yourself, so that you can find your sport, find your voice, find your confidence in sometimes healthy competition. Like, my daughter ran cross country and track, along with a lady, State Representative Morgan Cephas. I was their coach. And the confidence that comes with you competing works in life. That's why recreation centers are important. If you can be the captain of the football team or the basketball team, you can be the captain of a company. Your confidence comes from there. So there you go, long-winded. But
so, yeah. Councilman, we're going to take one more question because we have another place to be. Am I correct? So question was a good question over here. I can't remember which one, who had the good question over here.
Sorry. Okay, my question
technology.
My question was, what initiatives are in place to support youth employment opportunities within the city?
So if you were listening in there, the question I raised is they are developing a municipal high school college. So what does that mean? We have over 4,000 vacancies in the city of Philip. We can't find people to do the job. So what we want to do is, instead of a school to prison pipeline, we want to create a school to paycheck pipeline so that you can learn how to be install gas lines in the streets, or cable on poles, or to be a police officer, prison guard, clerical worker in those vacancies so that you can be able to pass those tests that we have. So that's designed not to put up a sign that somebody from Upper Dublin comes and applies for it, but somebody from around the way gets a job. Now, you may say, I don't want to work for the city. Let me tell you something. We never lay nobody off, right? And you'll never be rich, but you will have a, we have one of the great health benefits and pensions ever. And so if you want to do public service, we want you. So that's, the municipal school is one. And the other is trying to work to figure out what is called the promise. Some people are a little bit risque, they do things. I want to be able to come to a person and say, I promise you that if you don't violate curfew, you don't get arrested, you don't play hooky and get a C or better average, you'll work year round. You always have a job. Part-time, but always have a job. And if you graduate, when you graduate, we promise that you will either be in a trade school, in a wage-earning job, in a military, or on a college campus, and that you deserve. We should be able to say, if you do right, we do right by you. Period. Final question.